From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The eighth round of UN-backed Syrian peace talks gets underway Tuesday, but the government delegation has delayed its arrival in Geneva. Stefan de Mistura is the U.S. Special Envoy to Syria.
The government did not yet confirm its participation in Geneva, but indicated that we would be hearing from them soon.
The opposition continues to insist President Bashar al-Assad step down as part of any peace deal. A Syrian newspaper said the government's decision to delay its arrival stems from the opposition's position. But de Mistura said he still believes a way can be found to end the nearly seven-year conflict that has cost hundreds of thousands of lives and displaced millions.
This crisis, one of the worst in the history of the UN, now has the potential, real potential, to move towards a genuine political process.
Anthony Billingsley, a Mideast analyst with Australia's University of New South Wales, said the Geneva talks are running parallel with a Russian-backed Syrian Congress, along with Turkey and Iran, that seeks the same end.
Really, what you're talking about is one conference which is effectively powerless but has the moral authority of the United Nations, and the other one which is effectively reflecting the winners in the Syrian conflict.
Meanwhile, on the ground, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said another government artillery barrage of rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus Monday killed nearly 20 people despite a ceasefire. The U.S. military said it carried out an airstrike Monday against Islamic State militants in northeast Somalia, killing at least one terrorist. The strike took place in the hills near the town of Gandala in the semi-autonomous Puntland region. The U.S. has expanded counterterrorism efforts in the country since March, targeting IS militants as well as larger insurgency al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors have charged three Chinese nationals linked to a cybersecurity company in China with hacking into the systems of three companies to steal business secrets. Sue Song is acting U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh.
These cyber attacks resulted in the theft of internal financial analytical communications from Moody's Analytics, the theft of usernames and passwords, as well as approximately 407 gigabytes of data from Siemens, and the January 2016 theft of global positioning technology that was under development at Trimble Corporation.
The cyber attacks were allegedly launched between 2011 and this year. They are tied to the Guangzhou Boyu Information Technology Company that's affiliated with the People's Liberation Army. A Chinese court has handed down a five-year prison sentence to Taiwan citizen Li Mingche, a college lecturer and non-governmental organization rights activist, after finding him guilty of subverting state power. A co-defendant, Peng Yuhua, was sentenced to 7 years. Li disappeared after arriving on the mainland in March. He was tried in September. Indonesian authorities have extended the closure of Bali's international airport Tuesday because of ash from an eruption of the Mount Agung volcano. The airport is located about 60 kilometers from the mountain. Monday, authorities ordered tens of thousands of residents near the mountain to evacuate from a 10-kilometer exclusion zone. The mountain is experiencing its first major eruption in more than half a century. Victorian State Police in Australia have arrested a 20-year-old man suspected of planning to use an automatic rifle for a mass shooting New Year's Eve in Melbourne. Shane Patton is the police deputy commissioner.
The male is one of our high-risk persons of interest. We have been monitoring him for a very lengthy period of time. He's an Australian citizen and he's of Somalian parents.
Police said the man was intending to act alone and had not yet acquired the firearm. In 2014, a lone gunman took nearly 20 hostages in a 16-hour standoff at a cafe in Sydney with police before being killed. Two hostages also died. Britain's Prince Harry is officially engaged to American actress Meghan Markle. A wedding is planned for next spring. In an interview Monday, the prince, fifth in line to the British throne, said the 36-year-old divorcee was easy to find and was quite a catch.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I could barely let you finish proposing. I said, can I say yes now?
She didn't even let me finish. She said, can I say yes or can I say yes now? And then there was hugs and I had the ring in my finger. And I was like, can I give you the ring? And she goes, oh, yes, the ring. So, no, it was a really nice moment. It was just the two of us. And I think I managed to catch her by surprise as well.
Markle, best known for her work in the television drama Suit, she's a global ambassador for World Vision Canada, which campaigns for better education, food and health care for children worldwide. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.